Okay. This is Monday, August 4th, calling the Monday, August 4th PMD continued or special meeting to order. I'd ask the secretary to call the roll, please.
Grace Aaron.
Here.
Lee Bediaco. Evelyn Bethune.
Present.
Carolyn Bird.
Present.
A.C. Bird.
Here.
Kathy Davis.
Here.
Zakai Free. Sherry Gendelman.
Present.
Ambrose Lane.
Here.
Mike Martin.
Here.
Afia Nogaza.
Here.
Margaret Prescott. Sarah Brandawa. George Ryder.
Here.
Rob Robinson. Jamie Ross. Wendy Schrill.
Here.
Bonnie Simmons.
Here.
Lori Taguma. Jackson Aiken.
Here.
Joe Gonzala. I think I just heard Joe.
Here.
Yoshi Yamanaka.
Here.
Mary Bird is present. Nicole Sawaya.
Present.
Dan Siegel.
Here.
Is anyone on the call whose name was not mentioned?
You didn't call Lonnie Hicks.
I did not. Is Lonnie Hicks? I don't know the status of that.
Just call the name.
Lonnie Hicks.
Okay.
Now.
Okay.
Anybody else? There are five people. Nia, Zakai Free, Margaret Prescott, Sarvan Dawa, Rob Robinson, Jamie Ross, Lori Taguma.
Barry, we can't hear you very well.
Oh, sorry, the mic boom has dropped. Okay. Anyway, I mentioned anyone, I guess everyone is on the call has been mentioned. Anyone on the call who's not been mentioned, please speak up. Then, Madam Chair, I guess.
Okay. Next item on the agenda is approval of the agenda.
This is George. I'd like to make a change.
Okay.
Well, actually, it's a reversion to what we agreed on at the end of the last meeting, which was that the motion on the affiliates program be put first on the agenda. It's now number 7.
Okay. Not hearing.
What is the affiliates motion?
Well, I sent it around last week. I just sent it around again. I'll read it to you in just a moment.
Well, let me ask you this more quickly, cut to the chasing. Does it have a financial impact?
No.
Yes.
Well, yes and no. It doesn't have a financial impact.
How do you know that?
Because I wrote it.
Who just came on the call?
It's broken up into pieces.
Jamie.
And this piece is appropriate for public.
Thank you, Jamie.
Just my two cents on this. If it's got a financial impact, then we don't want to get with a horse. The horse is still in the barn. We need to talk about that horse in executive session.
I think it's not. It's appropriate for public session.
George, I just want to read it one more.
Is this the wording in as much as the affiliates program? Is it that one that starts that way?
It says yes.
Could you read that one, Bonnie? I can't.
Inasmuch as the affiliates program is an important part of our outreach to communities in areas where we do not have a signal, the PNB directs that no decisions adversely affecting the viability of that program be made by the ED or CFO without the approval of the PNB.
Okay.
This is Doc.
Yes, Doc.
That sounds like it would have some type of financial impact, and that we're also getting into dealing with directing personnel issues, and I think that needs to be discussed in executive session.
Yeah, I would agree.
I agree with Evelyn.
I disagree. It's talking about the political impact of the affiliates program. It has nothing to do with any particular financial decision. It just says that we are, think it's important, and we are seized of that, and we intend to see to it that we discuss that before we make any adverse decisions affecting it.
This is Jack.
Jack, go ahead.
Well, the without getting into the merits of the motion is worded could very easily have a financial impact, you know, contingent upon issues that can only be discussed in executive session. So we won't know whether it has a financial impact or personnel impact unless we first go into executive session. So
I'm sorry, I didn't call on you to do that.
Okay.
Afia, you're next.
George, go ahead.
Excuse me, Afia. Actually, I'm running the meeting. So, do you want to talk or not?
Yes.
Okay, great. Anybody else on the stack? Carolyn here.
Mike, I'd like to say something.
Carolyn and Mike. Who just came on the call?
Yeah. That was Wendy. I got cut off for a minute.
Okay, great. All right. So, Carolyn and Mike.
Yeah, I think the actual extent of any financial implications might be moved to executive session. But the motion as it stands is procedural, and it shouldn't even have to be brought. I think that the PMB should approve of anything so weighty as this, and it seems to me, to excuse the expression, to be a no-brainer that we discuss it here. It just seems to be an affirmation of the way we're supposed to be proceeding.
Okay. Mike?
You know, I certainly respect what's on this agenda, and perhaps my prism is a little bit tainted by the fact that my meetings have all centered around financial issues. But I would submit to you all that all this governance stuff is fine and well, and we can talk about it until we're blue in the face, but I'm kind of running out of time on financial issues. They are pressing as hard as they could possibly press down on this board right now. And I hope that we won't spend a whole lot of time talking about stuff that really probably needs to be talked about, but could be talked about at another time, whereas these financial matters that are set on the agenda for the executive session are truly, absolutely critical to the foundation. And I hope the board will take that into consideration.
Okay. Anyone else?
Yes, you see
ya. Okay.
I want to affirm the comments that were made by either Grace or Carol with regard to the fact that the motion simply affirms the process that we are supposed to be engaging according to the bylaws, and whether or not the any changes at all will occur.
Whether we just came on the car.
And
this is Afia. Sorry, I'm late.
Go ahead, Afia. Sorry.
Can occur consistent with the motion in executive session. So I joined George in his motion to move it up to number one.
Okay.
Carolyn,
also Carolyn, go ahead.
Yeah, I think the proper procedure to cut to the chase here is to put it on the agenda. If it comes up and there are still objections to it, we'll vote whether or not to postpone it or move it to executive session. But I don't think a member's motion can properly be denied a place on the agenda. And at that point, when it comes up, we will then consider the appropriateness of it.
Carolyn, the motion is to move it to number one. We're having a long discussion about it, how it is on the agenda.
It is on. Well, all right, then. Maybe it's time to call the question.
I have a point of order.
Go ahead, Wendy.
I'd just like to ask that, I know we're all excited to find out who joined the call, but if we could wait, not do it in the middle of people speaking, because I missed some of what Afia said by finding out who just joined the call. Just do it after the person's done speaking. I think it'd be
okay. Anyone else on the stack? Any more comments about moving item 7 to number 3 on the agenda? Okay. Hearing no further comments, I'm going to ask Secretary to call the roll on a vote for moving it.
We said number 1, not number 3.
Well, we've already done 1 and 2. So next is three.
Okay. Yeah.
Fine.
Okay. Grace Aaron.
Yes.
Nibidiako.
I abstain because I just came in. I have no idea what we're talking about.
Okay. Evelyn Bethune.
No.
Carolyn Burden.
Yes.
AC Berg. Pound, pound, mute. Kathy Davis?
Yes.
Mackay Free, are you present? Ambrose Lane?
No.
Mike Martin?
No.
You say no? Thank you. Effie and Montgomery?
Yes.
Margaret Prescott? Sarah Rendawa? George Ryder?
Yes.
Rob Robinson? Jamie Ross? You pass. Thank you. Wendy Sherrill?
Yes.
Bonnie Simmons?
No.
Lori Taguma? Jack Van Aken? Jack?
No.
Joe Gonzalez?
Yes.
Yoshi Yamanaka?
Yes.
The Jamie, you said pass?
I'll vote yes.
AC, are you voting? You on? AC Bird. Okay. Is there anyone who wants to vote who was not called on? Who is on the call? 9 yes.
5
no.
Okay, the motion, I think, passes. Who just came on?
Rob Robinson.
Ah, thank you. Did you want to vote on this present item? Of...
How can he vote? He wasn't here.
Well, I don't know if he heard it. I'm asking. Giving him a chance.
9. Does it require a two-thirds or a simple majority?
Simple majority.
Okay, so the motion is moved, and we're going to discuss it right now. Who just came on?
There might be other changes to the agenda. We were just approving the agenda.
Lori?
Hi, Lori.
Hi.
Oh,
how are you?
Okay. Any other changes to the agenda? Okay. I move that I will entertain a motion to approve the agenda as amended.
So moved by Yosh.
Okay.
Second.
Thank you. Any objections? Hearing none, we're going to go to item number 3, which is the affiliates motion. Afia, you'll have to motivate your motion.
I've asked that George...
Actually, I made the motion.
Okay.
Needs a second. I think Afia will second it.
I do indeed.
The motion was put in place because of the importance of the affiliates program as a political... Our affiliates program is not just... a financial source. It's not just a business. It's a relationship we have with the entire community of people in this country who want to see progressive grassroots radio develop and flourish. We play a major role in that. That political relationship is something that must be the board's priority. And so this simply restates what I think is, and I think Carolyn said is true, it's sort of what we ought to be doing anyway. Because of that fact, because it is about our relationship with all these people, it really can't be decided on the basis of the preferences, changes in that which might adversely affect it, can't be decided on the basis of preferences for or by a single person or even a pair of people. They need to be sustained by the board, and so that's the purpose of the motion, that we agree that that's the case.
Okay. I'd like to ask the executive director to comment on the financial impact of the program now, if she can, and the audience, how many affiliates we have, and whether or not they are currently, what their financial relationship to the foundation is.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Greetings, everyone. Those were a lot of questions, so let me just see. I can tell you that right now, in our second to the last month of closing out the fiscal year, we have 33,000 still outstanding in affiliates receivables. It's part of the national office budget, so, you know, it, of course, is always approved by the PNB as just part of the overall budget. What other questions? How many do we have? I believe there's over 110. We did just have one drop out in Moab, Utah. But other than that, there's 110. It's a mixture of online internet stations, and then there are LPFM, 100-watt stations. Those two categories or classifications of media stations make up the bulk of the membership or affiliation. And then there are full power stations. And not all of the full power are CPP qualified. The only reason I add CPP qualified is because it does bear into music rights, which are covered by a blanket agreement if you are CPP qualified. That is what I know.
Okay. And
Sherry, this is Wendy.
I want to just ask Nicole. And Nicole, you said that there's $33,000 owing the network from the affiliates program right now. And is that
currently? Yeah, in the cash flow statement that I was working on today, when we were looking over what bills we hope to be able to pay in August, of course we look at, you know, what the cash that should be coming in is. And we're hoping to get, basically we book about $5,000 a month, and we're hoping to get $5,000 in August. But yeah, by the end of the fiscal year, hopefully we'll get what is owing in receivables.
Okay. And were there operating deficits in that particular program in the past years?
Well, because it's not broken out, you know, it's not completely separated, because you have to understand the fees don't just go to underwrite, like, positions.
Mm-hmm.
The fees go to defray all kinds of expenses. So they defray the cost to us of Democracy Now. They defray the uplink and satellite costs for that. You recall that a couple of phone calls earlier, you all discovered that we pay NPR quite a big monthly fee. On up, that's to distribute Democracy Now, that's part of our contract. So the affiliate fees also help to defray that. They help to defray the internet costs. They help to defray audio port costs and the oversight of that. I mean, you know, those are all the expenses related to the program. It's a completely honorable program. Trust me, I say nothing against the, you know, kind of, what do you want to call it, Johnny Appleseed component to it. I think that I did get a good report from our affiliates coordinator about the GRC conference, and she even mentioned that attendance was down a bit because all stations are hurting right now. There is a recession on everywhere.
Okay.
So, there you have it.
Thank you, Wendy.
This is all great, and I'm looking forward to the discussion about the affiliates program. I think what the motion says is that there would not be any cuts to the affiliates program without PNB approval, and I'd like to move the agenda. I can't imagine the PNB voting against themselves okaying anything about the program. So we can just say yes or no, we want a part in it or we don't, and we can move on.
Anybody else in the stack? Okay. Any other comments on this issue? All right. I'm going to have the secretary call the roll.
What are we voting on, Madam Chair?
We're voting on the motion on the affiliates. And would somebody read the motion, please?
Inasmuch as the affiliates program is an important part of our outreach to communities in areas where we do not have a signal, the PMB directs that no decisions adversely affecting the viability of that program be made by the ED or CFO without the approval of the PMB.
Okay. Any further comment? All right.
Okay.
Mary.
Vote on this motion then. Mm-hmm.
Madam Chair, this is
yes,
a point
yes.
of information.
Yes.
Would it be safe to say, is there any objection? To save time?
Is there any objection to the motion? Okay, hearing none, the motion passes. Now we're going to move on to special rule item number, which is now item number 4, special rule to permit approval of the minutes at special meetings, and that's Jack Van Aken, I think. Jack?
Pound, pound one.
Huh?
Pound, pound one to unmute.
I guess I'm muted. Okay, there. Because I researched Robert's rules and found that indeed it's not okay to approve minutes at a special meeting, and because we can overrule our parliamentary authority with the special rule, though I don't agree we can overrule the bylaws, it's certainly within our power to pass a rule to change how we do business within the confines of Robert's rules. So the intent here is to make it so that we can approve minutes in a timely fashion and for the time being clear up our backlog of minutes. So, motion is resolved that PNB minutes may be approved at any PNB special meeting.
May I ask a point of information?
Go ahead.
Do you differentiate between executive session and open session? So, executive sessions be... Therefore,
can't approve regular
open sessions, or
well,
does it
This rule couldn't overrule, for example, executive session minutes. It would not be proper to approve them in open session. I hope nobody would suggest doing that. So it doesn't have any impact there. I mean, it doesn't enable something illegal to happen. That's
I just wondered if it specifies. It does not. Okay.
Yeah.
Wendy,
has the motion been seconded?
Second.
Okay. Wendy?
I would ask unanimous consent on this motion. Does anybody object?
Wendy?
Can you not hear me?
I can hear you. Anybody else want to comment on the motion? Okay. The motion has been moved and seconded. Is there any objection to the motion? Okay, and the motion is passed. Item number 4, approval of backlog minutes from March 20th and March 28th. And again, have those minutes been circulated, Jack or Mary?
Yes, they have been circulated a total of three times.
Okay.
The latest was today.
Okay. Have members had an opportunity to read them?
Yes.
Okay. Let's start with the March 20th minutes. Does anyone have any objection or amendments or corrections to the March 20th minutes? Okay.
Carolyn on the start.
Go ahead, Carolyn.
I have no objection. I just haven't had time to read them yet, so I will have to abstain.
Okay. Anybody else have a comment on the March 20th minutes? Okay. And I will entertain a motion to approve the March 20th minute.
So moved. Nia?
Is there a second to that?
Second.
Okay, thank you. Any objection to the approval with the March of the March 20th PMB minutes? Hearing none, those are approved. We're going to go on to the March 28th. Minutes that have been circulated as well. Has does anybody have an amendment, correction, addition, or subtraction to the March 28, 2008 minutes that have been circulated?
Yosh does.
Go ahead, Yosh. What is it?
Yes, I communicated earlier to our secretary and pointed out a very minor typographical error on her page 3 at the very bottom.
And that is correct.
And I don't know if our secretary has subsequently made that change and recirculated.
I think you need to make the amendment now.
Mary, did you receive the change and recirculate the amended corrected?
I received the change and put them in the change, but it's too late to be sent out for this.
Can you say what the change is?
The change is...
Yes.
Yeah, okay. Yosh probably has it.
Let's have Yosh say it.
Yosh.
Well, actually, I don't have that in front of me, but basically what it was that there was going to be a bylaws working group, and that working group was to be peopled by YY, someone identified as L instead of BL, Bob Lederer, and MB. And so I just asked the secretary to add B in front of the L, last name L.
Yes, there was a typo with that.
Okay. So the addition was to add B so that Bob Lederer's initials were fully...
Correct.
Apparent,
yes,
on the motion. Okay. Were there any other changes that were...
This is Jack.
Hey, Jack.
Yeah, my reading of Robert's Rules is that really, really minor things like typographical errors don't require us to go through the amendment process. So I appreciate very much Yosha's attention to detail. I really do.
Yes.
But I just, if anyone else has any typos, maybe we could just send them to the secretary. Save time.
A point of personal privilege, the secretary really appreciates those things, and those are Scrivener's errors, and I would love to hear any that are found, and I will then send this one out. I will post it correctly.
Any other changes or corrections to the minutes as circulated? Okay. So I would entertain a motion that the board approve the minutes of March 28th of 08.
As amended.
Do I have a motion to that effect? Okay.
So moved.
So okay.
George,
second.
Okay, thanks, George. Is there a second to the motion?
Second.
Okay, great. And no objection to approving them, then those minutes are approved, and Madam Secretary, it's your responsibility to post the minutes. Okay, moving on to item number 6. The bylaw amendment process, Yosh Yamanaka, and it's 10 minutes. Yosh?
Yes, I have previously circulated a motion, and that motion reads that, I move that August 4, 2008 be construed to be the notice date described in Article 17, Section 1, Subsection B1. Further, that the PNB instruct the general managers and program directors of all 5 signal areas to immediately begin broadcasting an announcement twice a day for a period of at least 60 days about the existence of the proposed amendments enabling the reduction of annual in-person Pacifica National Board meetings from 4 to 3, as well as enabling the holding of regular Pacifica National Board meetings by telephone, video screen communication, or other communication equipment. Further, that the executive director, instructor, technical staff at the national office post on the foundation's website the 2 proposed amendments for review as well as the upcoming votes by the board and delegates in October 2008 regarding said amendments. And I so move.
This is Nia, point of information.
Go ahead.
I just have a quick observation. I mean, the motion is fine. I just wanted to ask if Yosh had 5 other directors to support this. I think, if somebody could correct me if I'm wrong, doesn't the bylaws say you need 6 directors? I remember this from last year or 2 years ago. It's just a technicality. I want to make sure that we're dotting all of our I's and crossing all of our T's.
Yosh?
Hello?
Sure, I'll be happy to answer, although I not have a second yet. But, Nia, that we don't need, well, six directors is one way of amending the bylaws. Mm-hmm. The way that these two bylaw amendments came into onto the agenda is that two delegate meetings, both at KPFA and KPFK, have endorsed this these particular amendments, and that's why they are a proper subject for the notice date.
Okay. Thanks.
Well,
yes, and that is AC?
Yes.
Okay,
what are the bylaws? I mean, I've always thought it was six people, and I want to know how do you substitute two LSBs for that requirement?
Yeah, it's right there in the bylaws. It's been in the bylaws for years, and, you know, the three ways that the bylaws can, a bylaw amendment can come before the PNB is either six PNB directors saying that they want a particular amendment, or two delegate conferences or assemblies from at least two of the five networks, I'm sorry, the five stations, or by 1% of the membership of Pacifica. And so there are three ways of bringing a bylaw amendment to the floor, and this is one of those three.
Where are you citing that from? And where is the citation?
Well, okay.
Carolyn, may I? I have Article 17.
Go ahead, Carolyn.
Article 17, Section 1, Amendment of Bylaws. And I think the Section 1 is the amendment, and A is proposing amendments, and it lists the three that Yosh just described. Does anyone have a copy of the searchable PDF version of the bylaws?
I have the bylaw here.
Go ahead, Jay.
All right. Amendment of bylaws. This is Article 17, Section 1A, proposing amendments. Amendments may be proposed by, one, six directors, two, a majority vote of the delegates of each of two radio stations, or three, a petition signed by at least 1% of all members, which petition to be considered proposed must be delivered to the Foundation's secretary.
AC?
No, I just wanted to know what was the citation.
Okay.
So, this is Rob Robinson, so I assume...
Go ahead, Rob.
...that we have been given, by email, the information that the two... I'm just trying to find where the LSBs have provided us with this information.
Yosh circulated his motion, just trying to see, several times. And in the preamble to the motion, he narrated the dates and LSBs which passed the motions and the dates that they did, if I'm not mistaken.
That's correct.
Yeah.
So I'm just trying to find the dates that you sent this to us, Yosh.
Well, okay, I've sent it probably at least three times. I know Bonnie Simmons circulated it, at least her portion, or the KPFA portion. I think that was back in May, perhaps, and then I circulated...
In May?
You can look at Friday, August 1st. Yosh sent it. You can... look at Wednesday, July 30th. Actually, I think he sent it 5,000 times, but
Jerry Bonnie Prestat.
Go Go ahead, Bonnie.
It seems to me that there is something in the bylaws about that we can only pass one set of bylaw amendments or try to put one set of bylaw amendments in any 12-month period. I would like a better understanding of whether that is 12 calendar months, so that were we ready to put in any other bylaw amendments, we could start the process again at the beginning of the year, or whether it means 12 months from the date of record being August 4th.
I'm just trying to find one instance of an LSB having established...
Rob, I didn't call any. Bonnie was talking.
But I asked this before Bonnie began talking.
I know, and we said that
I want to understand.
Rob, it's in the August 1st communication that Yosh sent out.
Point of order. It's Jack.
Go ahead, Jack.
Has the motion been seconded?
No.
Second.
All right.
Yes.
Then I'd like to be on the stand.
Wendy seconds the motion.
Okay.
Should I continue, Sherry?
Yes, you can.
Where the heck was I?
You wanted to know what...
I would like to have clarification as to whether it is 12 calendar months or whether it is 12 months from the date of record of August 4th. And I think that we should most definitely consider a delay in this. So that other members of the board, or stations for that matter, that wish to put forward other possible bylaw amendments would be able to do so, and then they could be hooked to this one, were they to get that far in the process, so that we could be putting up several bylaw amendments, several bylaw changes at the same time.
I would second that, too.
Jack?
Okay, first of all, I can read the relevant bylaw. It's actually item B from Article 17, Section 1, which I just read, item A. Item B, voting and approval. Unless the board by a two-thirds vote decides otherwise, there shall be a maximum of one ballot per 12-month period related to the amendment of the foundation's bylaws, which annual voting period shall be determined by the board. I guess this is relevant. All properly proposed bylaw amendments shall be held until that date, which is, et cetera, and I guess that's not relevant. But there's not an absolute prohibition on putting another bylaw amendment forward, but there is a two-thirds vote hurdle. And I will add, in my view, there's also a fairly significant logistics hurdle in terms of getting notice to running on five stations for 60 days and then organizing the various boards so I'll vote within one calendar month. So I certainly agree that a delay would be courteous and advisable of some reasonable period. The KPFK LSB just Saturday voted to ask the CADE directors to bring to the PNB a request for a delay until November. I'm not clear. It sounded like Bonnie made a motion as an amendment. Is that
she
correct?
She did, and I think her motion was to delay for 30 days. Bonnie, what was your motion? Could you repeat it?
I was just sort of forming it as I was speaking, and I apologize for that. In thinking about it, if it's possible, and considering everything that we have on our plate right now, I think 60 days might be a reasonable time frame. But I don't know now that I've put 30 forward whether we can do that in some not too cumbersome fashion.
And what is the motion absent the number of days?
That we delay the... I'm struggling for the wording here. The notice date. That we delay the notice date for bylaw changes, bylaw amendments, for the process of bylaw amendments for 60 days, which would put it at the beginning of October, I guess.
Okay, and that was seconded by... Wendy, do you still second that motion?
Yes, I do.
Okay.
I still second it.
Okay. This
is Rob. I still have a question. I still can't find the document that indicates that somebody made this motion.
I'll find the email, if you'd like, that I sent with the information that KPFA had passed it. Does that help you?
No, it really doesn't. If this is a motion that was made on the 1st of August, I want to see who made it. And I'm looking, and I can't see any evidence that anyone made this motion.
Yosh asked that the motion be put on today's agenda.
It was made today, Rob.
It was made today and seconded. He has circulated the motion several times over the course of the last at least 30 days.
Madam Chair, we're at time.
Okay, then.
And point of order.
Go ahead, Yosh.
Yes, I think that Bonnie's changing her motion from 30 days to 60 days is out of order. And I'd like to...
I'm going to let her amend it, and it was seconded by Wendy. Or Wendy could, you know, amend it. Somebody else could.
Why is it out of order?
She hadn't really formalized it, so I'm going to allow the amendment to let Bonnie change the language of her motion to be in front of us. And you could challenge the ruling of the chair on that.
No, I have no interest.
Okay, all right. So, Jack, you're on the stack, and then we can come back to Rob if he hasn't found it. Go ahead, Jack.
Okay, on behalf of the KPFK LSB, I would amend the amendment to make it delay until early November. We also have to be a little bit careful about specifying what date. We wanted the earliest date possible so that we can schedule a PNB meeting at the earliest possible date in a calendar month, because when the PNB and the five delegates' assemblies vote, they have to vote in the same calendar months. We have to make sure that we're getting the PNB meeting in at the beginning of the month. So I haven't quite done all the arithmetic here. So I would amend it to say early November.
Point of information.
Go ahead, Jewish. Point of information.
I'm not sure what Jack means by early November. Is that the notice date, or is that the date of the actual, or the month of the actual voting?
That's the notice date. That was the request of the LSB.
I'd be on the stack.
And Wendy.
Was that Yosh and Wendy? Okay.
Yes.
Point of order, the motion requires a second to be discussed.
Okay. There's no second. All right. Yosh and then Wendy.
Well, if there's no second, then I'll...
You're
pass.
Off the stack.
Me too. Never mind.
Okay. So now we have a motion on the floor that's been... we have a motion on the floor, Yosh, which has been amended by Bonnie. And we're going to... Is there any further discussion on the amendment? And the amendment is that the PND delay for 60 days, considering the bylaws amendment passed by Yosh, so that... the various stations or board members can introduce other amendments within the year so that we're not excluded from doing so because of the bylaws amendment. Is that correct?
Point of information?
Go ahead, point of information.
This is Kathy. Are we delaying considering it or just delaying the notice date?
We're delaying voting on the amendment so that the various stations and PNB members have the opportunity to consider whether or not there are other amendments to the bylaws that they would like to include, since the bylaws limit amendments to a year which has not been defined as either a fiscal or calendar or anything else.
Or a 12-month period, yeah.
Okay. So who is
I'm not exactly clear. What you said was clear, but what I'm not understanding is, would we be able to pass the amendment and just delay the notification for 60 days?
No, I don't think so.
Madam Chair, I move to extend by 10 minutes.
Second, okay. And then Wendy wants to be on the stack.
Okay, Wendy, go ahead.
Is there any objection to extending? I guess not. Okay, I would amend the motion to instruct the Secretary of the PNB to instruct all five assemblies of delegates to that is there a date on when these bylaws amendments should be brought forth? I'm sorry.
It's a 12-month period, and the bylaws are...
No, I mean, but the 60 days. So that the Secretary instruct the five station assemblies of delegates that the PNB is... That there will be... I'm sorry, I'm doing this now.
I'll come back to you.
Well, God, it's so punctuated by that yawn.
What point of... information?
You know, that there's an opportunity to amend that we're putting forth the bylaws amendment. If anybody else wants one, they should put it forward.
Could we hear the full thing that is being said? And then,
do you want Bonnie to read her amendment?
No, I wanted to hear Wendy.
Okay, Bonnie's amendment is that we postpone for 60 days. My amendment is that we notify the five station assemblies of delegates that we intend to put forth the bylaws amendment on in 60 days.
Thank you.
Okay, I don't know if that's an amendment or a separate motion. George?
It sounds like an amendment. I mean, it's a...
And you could say, and instruct the delegates' assemblies of such.
So now we have, I don't know that Wendy's motion has been, amendment has been seconded.
I'm sorry. This is Nia. I have a point of information.
Go ahead, Nia.
I'm sorry. In the, section 17, the article B here, does it say, unless the board by two-thirds majority vote decides otherwise, there shall be a maximum of one ballot. So do we need to have all these delays? We could do it by two-thirds. Hello?
I mean, that was the discussion, that the two-thirds is a hurdle to overcome, and that it might just be better to consider for 60 days if there are any other pressing items that we want to propose. Thank you. Okay. So now I haven't heard Wendy's.
Well, I could refine it a little bit.
No, second it.
Oh, I second Carolyn.
Help if we postpone so that people can put forth amendments if we don't tell them about it. That's my kind of motivation. Okay. So if I could just say, you know, that we notify the stations of the opportunities to put forth bylaws amendments, that's really what I mean.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Any other discussion on the second amendment to Yosha's motion? And that, Wendy, read it again, please.
That the PNB hereby notifies the five stations, assemblies of delegates, of the opportunities to put forth bylaws amendments. I don't have the date of what the 60 days is before or
with up to and including October 31st.
Thank you.
Yep. Wait, October 31st is too far.
It's 60 days. October. Oh, no, you're right. Excuse me. I just made it 90 days. Sorry. Up to including October 1st.
Can the calendar goddess give us a date.
And actually, it should be October. What's today? The 4th, October 4th. Okay. So is there any further discussion on the amendment to the underlying motion, which was Wendy that noticed the sent to the component parts of the Pacifica Network advising that there's a 60-day period to consider any proposed amendments to the Pacifica bylaws? Any further discussion? Okay. So let's vote on that amendment. Mary?
There may be no objection.
Is there any objection? Thank you.
Yeah, me.
Okay.
Oh.
So, Mary, would you take the role then? Rob, did you want to talk?
No.
Okay. Mary, would you take the role?
All right. Grace Arum.
Yes.
Mia Bediako. I abstain. Evelyn Bethune.
Abstain.
Carolyn Burden?
Yes. Sorry, I was muted. Yes.
Okay. A.C. Bird?
Abstained.
Kathy Davis?
Yes.
Is that guy free? Voting? And present? excuse me. Ambrose Lane?
Yes.
Mike Martin?
Yes.
Ian Rungaza?
Abstain.
Prescott? Mm-hmm. Rondawa? Present. George Ryder?
Yes.
Rob Robinson?
No.
Jamie Ross? Jamie Ross? Compound one to unmute. Wendy Schrell?
Yes.
Bonnie Simmons?
Yes.
Lori Taguma?
Yes.
Jack Van Aken?
Yes.
Joe Gonzalo?
Abstain.
Yoshi Menachem?
Yes.
Let's see. Anyone who did not get to vote? Jamie Ross?
Okay.
All right, well, it passes. Let's look at the
10. 11, yes.
6, 7, 8, 9, 10. I have 10.
And one no.
Yes, and one no.
Okay.
There were 1, 2, 3.
So now we're going to get... Now we're going to vote on the First Amendment, which was an amendment proposed by Bonnie Simmons, and it was that we delay... voting on the changes to the bylaws currently proposed by Yosh for a period of 60 days so that the network and its component parts have the opportunity to consider submitting through, in accordance with the bylaws, additional amendments to comply with the one-year
Sherry,
limitation.
I'm sorry, but it's to delay the record date.
Okay, to delay the record date. Thank you.
Madam Chair, I'm
yes.
Sorry. This is Nia.
Yes, go ahead.
By delaying this, does that mean that now means that we should have a fourth meeting?
No, we haven't voted on it yet.
Yeah, but I just want people to think about that.
Okay.
That we're going to be forced to have a fourth meeting.
Okay.
I don't understand that.
Okay. So any other comments on the First Amendment to Yosh's proposed amendment to the bylaws?
A point of information, this is Jack.
Go ahead, Jack.
I don't understand Nia's comment. It seems to suggest that there needs to be a vote at an in-person meeting. Is that what you mean, Nia, or could you...
No, Nia. Go ahead, Nia.
If I'm hearing correctly, I know I am an emotional wreck here, but if we delay 60 days, right? 60 days will bring us to, what would that bring us to?
October 5th or 4th.
October 5th. To do the notification, that will go into effect for January, right?
December.
So this was not going to affect now. That was going to affect for January. So we are bound by the current bylaws, unless I'm just a total wreck. Somebody, maybe Jack could help me out here.
It never stopped us before.
I get pardon?
Never mind.
Wendy offered a legal opinion.
I'm sorry. Never mind.
Wendy offered an illegal opinion. Jack.
Did I make sense, or am I missing something?
No, you're making sense.
It makes sense.
That's good.
there's a 60-day notice period, and that means that once the notice period begins, then carts run on all five stations. And then at the end of that 60 days period, then it comes to a vote of the PNB and the five assembly delegates, all of which have to take place, and it would be in December, in the month of December. And so all votes would have to take place, by December 31st at midnight. So I don't know where the fourth meeting comes in.
Well, I think what Nia is saying is the bylaws require it now, and that unless they're amended, that bylaw is still in effect. But I think
I understand.
You heard me. You heard me clearly. Exactly.
I understand now.
How heavy?
Yeah.
Okay. So that's where we are. So, any other comments?
This is George.
Go ahead, George.
Yeah. Well, we've already violated the bylaws. We were supposed to have a June meeting. We didn't. It's done.
Okay. Thank you, George. So, is any other comments before we?
Yeah, I have a special comment. I have a comment on what George just said. May I?
Yes.
If my memory serves me correctly, in Houston we have a special rule to do this, to have that June meeting by September, so that's not a violation.
Okay.
It was June, July, or August.
George. Okay, guys. So.
Or September.
Wait! Stop, folks. Any other? Apart from George and Nia, anybody else want to comment before we vote on the First Amendment?
I heard that.
All right. Good. That's great. Is there any objection to delaying for 60 days?
Yes.
And who is that?
Nia. Based on my logic that I just gave, yes.
Okay.
Yes.
All right. So, Mary, would you call the roll.
Okay.
Please.
This then is the vote on Bonnie Simmons' amendment. And point of information, I may ask, the first time that was read, it said notice date. And then if the correction is to say we delayed the record date, is that correct?
Bonnie, would you read your motion? Your
that was the second version you said.
Mary, what do you have there?
Is it now going to be delay the recording date, the record date, instead of notice date?
Someone please correct me if I'm wrong. I believe what it is the date of record.
The date of record, you wanted to say.
No.
Okay. What is it, Yosh?
Date of record, I believe Ms. Chairman, may I?
Yes.
I believe the date of record refers to member records at the various stations, but what we're really talking about is the notice date.
Notice date. I'm so sorry.
Okay, that is what you said in the first place. Okay, that was my...
Well, I'm glad I got it right.
Okay, thank you.
Seven times.